this book, something that, of course, was unheard of until yesterday, was confirmed by a very serious episode that happened in front of the coast of Libya, where, just in the proximities of the city of Derna, which has been always in the hands of ISIS, there was a Turkish ship full of weapons that was bombed, demonstrating and confirming what I said in this book, Pope Francis, the Last Pope, that basically ISIS is in bed with the Turkish government, and all is part of this new world order, which involves also people like Fethullah Gulen. Fethullah Gulen had a Turkish court issuing an arrest warrant for him in December 2013, but he's not in Guantanamo Bay. Actually, he's protected by the US government, and he resides, I think, somewhere in Pennsylvania, because he is in turn supported by Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, and so he has that kind of democratic support that puts him there and makes him basically impossible to capture for the Turkish government, that knows very well that issuing a court warrant against him is basically just a charade. The only thing is that in the last few years, Erdogan, who is a member also of the Ator Pentalfa Lodge, which also sees inside the Ator Pentalfa Lodge other prominent members of the Islamic faith, among them also al-Baghdadi, the caliph of ISIS. Well, these people who are working towards the conquest of Rome, of course, are pushing the Turkish government into this promoting, secretly supporting the caliphate that is being created by, who is creating it? The USA, the Emirates, and Israel, of course. Mainly financed, of course, by the Emirates, because they have a lot of money to invest in this kind of operations. This is an operation to create that caliphate that the Sunni Islam loves the caliphate. That is always been their own fixation. On the other side, we have the Shiites. The Shiites, which at the moment have been sort of blocked from waging further war against ISIS by making a deal with the US. So basically the Shiites are not fighting ISIS as they should, but they kind of like give in this new world order instrumentalization, which seizes them at the moment, involved also in Yemen, of course, where the government, as you know, has fallen, and there is a whole other charade and war going on there. When it comes to the conquest of Rome, how this will happen? ISIS has been talking about for months. You will be able, for the first time, to read all the secrets of the people involved in this conquest of Rome, which might seem improbable now, but you have to think that every day from Derna and the other city where ISIS now resides, there is millions of people that are ready to invade Europe, literally invading in a pacific way initially, and then turning into terrorists, a lot of them, because these are the immigrants that every day, unfortunately, embark in this journey of hope, some of them knowing, most of them not knowing what they're used for. They actually pay these mercenaries, these people that are using then that money to, of course, buy more weapons. So, in my book, Pope Francis, The Last Pope, I have talked about also the involvement of Turkish state, because in Turkey is where the caliphate idea and ideal resided up until the fall of the Ottoman Empire. Now, of course, on one side we have a moderate side of Islam, which is purposely being constructed and financed to give this moderate view to the rest of the world, and we have people like Fethullah Gulen, which are starting to oppose, of course, this fundamentalization of the caliphate ideology by, of course, creating ISIS and supposedly have created a sort of caliph with this al-Baghdadi character. Al-Baghdadi that was dead, that was alive, that was resurrected. I mean, this demonstrates to you the usual course of events that happen also with Osama bin Laden. No? Now, for example, they know that bin Laden, after he was killed, he wasn't thrown off a ship. He was actually burned into the desert of Afghanistan. There is always new things coming up that really confirm that this whole thing of on the 1st of May, of course, of a few years ago, getting Osama bin Laden out of the picture was all planned. It was all part of a carefully orchestrated plan that has moved the interest of the people from one brand, which was Al-Qaeda, to a new brand, which is ISIS. IS, however you want to call it. Of course, some people don't call it ISIS because then it would be linked to Israeli intelligence or maybe even to another company of mercenaries which operates from Washington called ISIS, which is also very important in the intelligence sector. So, the secrets that are revealed for the first time in Pope Francis, the last pope, are unveiling one after the other in front of our eyes. I can guarantee you that actually buying this book for the modest cost of $16.95, it's really worth it, because here we are making history. I am giving you this first-hand information from the heart of the New World Order, the Vatican, so we can become more aware and get ready for what is about to come in the next few years, leading to 2020, which we'll see even an attack, probably a nuclear attack on Rome. We hope not, but definitely there will be an attack on Rome the moment in which the Pope is now starting a new jubileum, which I think starts, the exact date I don't know, but in autumn 2015, just after the visit that Pope Francis will do in the US, because now he has made a deal with Raul Castro, but of course he has made a deal with Raul Castro. Raul Castro and Fidel Castro are Jesuits, Jesuit agents, the Jesuit stooges, Jesuit slaves, and all of this is a show. But of course, the deal has been made, and officially also the Vatican has participated to this deal, and now the Pope in September addresses the United Nations and the New World Order in its entirety. And of course, who's going to be their guest of excellence in the fold, lurking around the corner, will be David Rockefeller. But all of this, of course, will be undisclosed in front of your eyes in an unprecedented events that just manifest and then demonstrate that this book is really part of a reality that is unfolding. It's not just a speculation, an hypothesis, a conspiracy theory. Here we talk with facts, not fiction. Thank you very much.